What it good be, hopefully what it should be. This is your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this is Drink Chance motherfucking happy hour. Make some noise!
Hold on, DJ Khaled.
Oh, shit. It's DJ Khaled live on Drink Chance. Listen, we just wanted to confirm, because we just said it earlier, that it's a rumor that after this album come out, that DJ Khaled is going to produce a whole album, him produce a whole album with, now give me if I'm wrong, I think I have the names right.
Hold on. You mean there's a rumor out?
There's a rumor out. Yeah, I might have threw the rumor out. Don't worry about it.
He is the rumor mill.
But DJ Khaled's going to produce a whole album with, tell me if these names are right. Drake, make some noise! Hey! Rick Ross! Hey! Nas! Hey! And Jay-Z! Yeah! Hey! Hold on, Khaled, before you say anything, by the way, if this rumor is true, you're the only person that can pull this off.
Well, I'll tell you this, the rumor's not true, but it's right. Crazy that you say this, right. That I don't know how you be, because you really good, because...
We mad, Ariel.
If I ever could executive produce a full album, I would want to executive produce a full album with Jay-Z, Drake, Ross, and Nas.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Make some noise!
I don't know how you... that's like my personal comment. Yeah, I say that'd be dope to do that one day. You know what I'm saying? As an executive producer, I would love to do your noise. You're good.
Yeah, we just want...
Also, get in the sim, my nigga.
Drink Champs.
On Drink Champs.
Yes. We.
Man, it was really special. You know, I when I left there, what? I didn't remember one word we talked about.
Because it was a great time.
Until the shit came out, what? I went and watched it. I'm like, damn, we was in there for 3 hours.
Yep. And a half.
Yes.
Talking.
Yes.
It didn't feel like 3 hours.
But I just want to say, man, your platform and your show is so quality and so incredible and so potent.
Thank you, my
and
brother.
My fans appreciate it, and the fans of hip hop, I see the love, and it's like it was dope, man. Thank you and your team, man, for having me.
Well, thank you so much, DJ Khaled, man, the best hustle of the planet. This is the next episode we dropping after this. Is a family episode, so we had to check in with you, man. Thank you so much.
Man, love, bless up,
respect, Benjamin.
Wow. See, a lot of y'all young boys, y'all don't know. Oh, what a real is. A real is like a little dwarf. That shit was like 8 pounds.
That shit's not real, nigga.
Back in the days, you couldn't send an email. Mm-mm. You couldn't send a session. You had to literally bring a real. It's called a real. And it really was like a weight.
$250 real.
Yeah, for real.
I crashed my car and had a run with three of those motherfuckers.
Yeah, we smoking, we drinking, went to that corner, like, I'm finna leave. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, bye.
No, you.
And then he's right. Driving, and I hear, he run back to the house. I'm like, where's the reels?
Wow.
He like, 11 minute trunk.
Oh.
We had to run back, get the reel out of the trunk, and leave the car.
And I'm carrying three of these motherfuckers, two of them in one. Boy, that was so motherfucking heavy.
Hell
two blocks
yeah.
down, because I crashed. Two blocks up from my sister Sinead's house into the pole and I went to sleep.
And no, you was at Nene's. And I was at Can-Am coming home. I was coming to Nene's.
Yeah.
And fell asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning coming
Can-Am's
to Can-Am.
The studio?
Yeah, that's the studio where we did everything. That
was
the studio.
Wow.
This motherfucker's like an hour away from LA.
Wow.
Hour and some change. Then I fall asleep right when I'm near two blocks from my sister's house. On the curb, bang! Oh, shit. And the motherfucking pole's in the middle of my car. Mm. I said, oh, shit. So the next day, I'm supposed to go to Philly. So I said, shit, I fucked up. So I grabbed my keys. I'm going to report this car stolen. That's what I'm going to do. Report this motherfucker stolen. And so I just got out and grabbed my heater. Bam, I'm gone. Got the heater. Dipped down the thing. Went all the way to the house, get in the house. Boom! I'm there, knock on the door, Dad answers, come on. Sinead's there, what you do? Ooh, I said, man, I just crashed. Dad said, did you get the reels? I said, the reels.
The real. I had to go all the way back and get them
not
shits.
Not the ADATs.
Right. The real.
Pop the trunk. Niggas don't even know what ADATs is, man. And carry these big ass, but them motherfuckers were so heavy, huh? What? Mm. And the and not worry about the police. I just had to keep going. Wow. Oh, they was heavy.
Let's make some noise for the rails, man. A lot of artists can't say this. You guys not only got records with Dr. Dre, but you guys are actually in the studio. You guys made classics with Dr. Dre. It's only a handful of people that can say they was in the studio with Dr. Dre and made over 10 records with him.
Right.
It's like maybe 5, 6, maybe 10 people in the whole world. It's a universe. How is that working with Dr. Dre? Is it pressure?
Learning experience. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Shut the fuck up and just listen. And you know what I'm saying? And when he leave, then you go back and mess with all the shit he been doing on the boards and stuff.
Mm.
That's what we used to do.
That's real. That's Dr. Dre, nigga.
When I was young, it was just, I had a point to prove, so.
Right.
My point was to prove it to Dr. Dre, so. Mm. Dr. Dre was my inspiration, he just gone ham.
Mm.
Nowadays, there is some pressure because Dr. Dre, you know, he expects a certain thing from you.
If you say and, he wants you to say and.
And.
Yeah, he wants you to get it right. Go in there and do it 50
right.
million times.
There's a little bit of pressure now because satisfying Dr. Dre as easy as when a nigga was young. You know what I'm saying? Because he expects something out of you. And, you know, we just ain't the same people we were when we was young. You know, we got a different flavor, different style.
Mm-hmm.
Different way we're going about things. And Dr. Dre, he expects something out of you. So it's a little bit of pressure to satisfy Dr. Dre and Dog.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I could imagine, man. That's two biggest people in hip hop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they also your homies.
Yeah.
That makes it worse.
Right.
Right, you know, but they're the elders, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to come to the table. And when you don't, you know, they'll tell you, quick, go lay it down, get you some rest. Call me tomorrow,
right.
And don't answer the phone.
Right. Get you some rest, right?
Yeah. And you call me tomorrow. I'm ready now. They won't answer the phone. Right. You gotta be ready next thing, cause it's hard to catch them. Mm. When you catch them and you got their attention, boy, you better just show up and deliver. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't deliver a couple of times. I had to wait damn near 6 months before the next opportunity.
Right, wait. We gotta break this down. So you saying you came to the studio, you wasn't prepared?
I was prepared till I got to the studio. You know what I'm saying?
I
wanted that mic.
Right.
And then when I laid, Dr. Dre was like, all right, cool, lay that again.
Wow.
I said, whoa, wait, that was it. You know, inside, I said that.
Right.
You know, outside. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Later, it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then again, and then again, and then again, and then again. Until finally, Dr. Dre was like, you know what? We just need to get you some rest. I ain't seen Dr. Dre for another 6 motherfucking months.
Wow.
I called that nigga for at least the first week. I called him at least 5 days.
Wow.
The whole week.
Wow.
I'm ready now, Dr. Dre. I'm ready now. Nah, you ain't ready.
Wow.
Next time you get this motherfucking boy, you better get it while they're getting this good. I said, man, I ain't never, boy.
Don't have your fun now like a bad kid.
Right.
Don't have your fun now. It's your last time.
Right.
Go enjoy yourself, man. Go ahead.
Go on now.
Go on, right,
when you, I'll let you know when it's your time again, and when you do.
It's all strategic.
Right.
But I feel like there's no difference between battle rap and hip hop.
No, like it's all under the same umbrella. Yeah, yeah.
I don't even think that should be said. Like, there is no difference. It is all one. It's all the culture.
I agree, it's all one. Yeah. I agree. I've never looked at it. I just feel like, and rappers are going to fucking be mad at me, but I feel like battle rappers get their more just due because they have more to lose. Like, per night, they have more to lose.
Well, all right. You know what's funny? Somebody pointed this out to me. It was like, yo, okay, I battled Hollow. I wrote about 20 minutes of material. 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's an album.
Right.
That is a whole album.
Yeah. Especially if you break it up, put some skits in there. Hell yeah.
That's a whole album. It's the same thing.
Yep.
It's like somebody presenting their work. The only difference is you guys get royalties.
Right.
we don't get royalties. That's something I want to change in battle rap.
That has to change. Yeah.
No,
that
it has to change.
It has to be like playwrights. How playwrights get rights and royalties.
Right.
That's what you guys are doing. That's like a playwright.
There shouldn't be a battle rapper who's had a classic battle that's not still getting paid.
Especially if that's at 13 right. million and you're such yeah, a... Nah, yeah, that, you fucking right.
You, that, you have to change
right.
that.
You fucking sure. right.
And I feel like the battle leagues, URL, King of the Dot, RBE, all the top leagues... You guys need to acknowledge the type of
But that's
work
why
that we're
I acknowledge Drake. I thought Drake, I thought that's what Drake was doing. I thought that's what he was at least leaning towards.
Drake did a deal for the league.
Okay.
The league at the end of the day is gonna say, we wanna book you and you. Okay, here's my stipulations.
Okay.
Like right now, URL, I gave my stipulations to battle Geechee Gotti.
Okay, I just seen him the other day.
Right.
He battled...
The reason why you're still seeing him right. is because we haven't been locked
He's
in yet.
He's from Nutty Block, right?
Yes.
All right, see, I'm on point. Look at you. Look, I'm on point. Look at that. Cool. Cool.
No, 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 no.
Cool. I'm on point. No. Bitches, let me leave you on point. And I'm busy. Right. I'm busy, nigga.
But
I'm on point.
I want to encourage my brothers, like, build a platform. Understand right. your power. Nobody is coming to these battles to see smack rap.
Right.
They're coming to see you.
Uh-huh. Right. But everybody
Let's
got
all just
so
sit
smack.
Back and be like, look, we can't battle until we're getting residuals off of these battles.
Let me tell you a path that I see here, because when you're saying like the whole thing, we are hip hop, I feel like it's almost the same explanation that the B-boys and the battle DJs who feel alienated and they created their own lanes.
Right.
And they almost feel like they're not a part of hip hop anymore when it's all hip hop.
It is.
Damn. Now, what the graffiti writers have done, which is ill, I don't know how this happened or
they
who did it.
They have a publishing?
This is what's happened.
Get the fuck out.
When graffiti writers put a mural up or do something, it's automatically copywritten even though it's on illegal walls. So you,
I didn't know that. You, that's hard.
I don't, and look, I don't
How do you get paid from that?
People sue all the time when people here in Wynwood, in this area we're in, when advertisers come in and take these photo shoots, BMW, this boom boom in front of a mural, they think this is fucking graffiti.
That's ill. I didn't know that.
Yo, people are suing left and right and making money.
That's ill.
I know friends of mine that are big graffiti artists that just have lawyers on retainer. Go get them, get them, get them.
That's hard.
Battle leagues, we don't want to sue you. We don't want to do that. Because we've all played our part to build this culture.
Right.
But it's time for battle rappers to get a royalty off of what they're doing.
But is it time for a battle rapper to control the battle rapper league?
See, there you go again with this good
I'm
advice,
asking.
My nigga.
I'm
you go
no,
again
actually,
with this
I'm
shit.
Really asking. Like,
here you go. And you know what? I feel like that.
Because as much as Drake, like, again.
Shout out to Space Ghost.
I'm big
there's up. There's a situation I'm creating called Friday Night Fights. Mm-hmm. And I want to offer that to battle rappers.
Right.
You get a royalty
right.
off of whatever we put out.
Not only your check, but.
Not only your check, because right. The way that things are changing now, right now.
That's what Floyd Mayweather's doing. I don't know if you see
Netflix,
yeah.
Amazon, everybody's trying to get a piece of something that people want to watch over and over and over.
Right. Battle rappers, one of them.
Battle rappers should be able, like, okay, Loaded Lux, you had a classic battle versus Calico. You will never make another dime off of it, and people will watch it forever.
Do you guys make his pops out and his pops came out? Is that battle?
No. It was a different. That was Hollow the Don versus Loaded Lux. That was when he said your pops wasn't a gangster; he was just another lost nigga.
Oh yeah,
that was like
that was hard.
But to know that Lux, you're never gonna make another dime.
Y'all don't
off
get
of
sound
situation.
Exchange off of anything.
No.
See,
no,
that's the type of stuff that needs to change.
I believe sound
change. No, that's the type of stuff.
That needs to change.
Like, I don't think it's the league's fault or
right.
problem. I think it's a bigger problem. It's a digital thing now.
Right.
Because once you go, you're putting it on video, it's going, it's digitized. It's all about how you figure out those rights.
Right now, battle rappers are like early rappers, slaves. Yeah. Where we get one check and bye-bye. This shit could hit. Any type
you
of
should
channel
still get that check
or
and
network.
The residual check of a publishing. If that battle goes viral and hits
higher,
then it should be a sound exchange
but
type
it,
of vibe.
It doesn't happen.
Or something like that.
It doesn't happen. We can't even repost our own battles on our own YouTube channels without getting flagged.
Wow.
So
from the league.
Yes.
But that's fine. Maybe you shouldn't, because the league might have the right to that. But however long, however many views that league's video gets, you should be able to get residuals off of that. Because you're creating your own property, which is your verses.
This is, for every battle rapper that's watching this interview right now, everybody who has, because here's the difference in the situation. There are people coming up right now that say, I don't want to rap. I don't want to make music. I want to be a battle rapper.
Yeah.
Right.
I want that to be my career. So we need to change this, and we need to make it a situation where I do a battle for the rest of my life. No matter what that battle does, I'm gonna get paid.
Wow.
Everybody. Yeah. This should be the industry standard from right now. So everybody that's on URL, King of the Dot, RBE,
Smack.
All around the world, don't
Smack,
fly
right?
in London, right. wherever you at, this needs to be the industry standard. Yeah. So battle rappers can stop taking battles for the check and actually have a future with this shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gunning for.
That is a serious stance. That is a
I think it's a doable stance. Like it ain't,
it's doable.
And it's doable.
It's doable.
It's doable. It's super
a,
doable.
It's a multi-million dollar industry right now.
Right. That's why I commend Drake.
But after 10 years, 10, 11, 12 years, there are no battle rap millionaires.
Right.
That's wrong.
Absolutely wrong.
Hip hop moved faster than that. After 6 years, there was a hip hop millionaire.
But that's why I respect Drake for stepping up and he attempting to try, regardless right. if it worked or not.
Right.
I respect
Shout out
him.
To Drake.
Yeah, I respect
Shout
him for stepping Drake. Up. But you know what? It's gonna take a Busta Rhymes to step up. Someone that I know, because Busta loves this shit.
Yeah, I know he does.
Like, it's only a couple of other rappers I can talk to. And Busta, let me just say
the
something.
The first time I met Busta, look it up, Mad 5 of Busta Rhymes. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, he knew your rhymes and everything, right?
He was like, of course I know who the God is.
Yeah, trust me.
I watched you versus Iron Solomon. I used to put money on Iron Solomon when he battled. That situation that occurred between you two. I was like, yo.
No, it's beautiful. And he's not bullshit. He really knows.
Like, and I want to correct something you're saying, because you said about hip hop millionaires. You guys are hip hop and need to be the other hip hop millionaires.
Thank you, bro.
No, that's what
you're
saying.
No. I'm telling you, I speak to B-boys, I speak to graffiti, and they feel alienated outside of hip-hop.
Right.
We are all a part of the culture, man. Like, don't let nobody tell you just because there's famous rappers and this is hip-hop.
Right.
We are all a part of the culture, no matter how small,
I agree with you.
How large, whatever. You
that's
know what I'm saying?
Fact.
Yeah.
How could I lock my camera?
You see the joint right here? That's, if you lock that shit, if it's locked, then that means it's never going to flip.
Oh, you trying to do some new shit to me, effing? You just showed me some other shit. What the fuck does that even mean? I don't even know how to get to that.
look, go, come back. I'll show you how to get
to it. I try to get to that shit. Hold on.
Look, swipe from the joint up here, like go like that.
Like what?
Look, hold on. Just swipe down.
I did that. I swiped.
And you don't see those different things?
Hold on. I got somebody young. Hold on 1 second. Hold on, Kill.
Take it up.
No, come in. I need you. Fucking shit.
We should record all this shit.
Bro, swipe down. Do the shit they saying to do. They saying my camera angle ain't right. Look.
So I have to joint down. And if this shit is locked, unlock it. This shit.
Fuck is that thing at, man? It should be there somewhere. I'm swiping down. I'm swiping. Other side. Fucking swiping. What is he saying is locked?
It's this right here. Now you.
What the fuck? I never locked that shit, dog. That wasn't even me who locked it.
You see? Someone locked you up.
You know what I mean? What's good?
What's good, family?
You know what I'm saying? I could have been a Hollywood nigga and been like this. I don't have time for this. I need you to create the character and so. I could have did all that. I was like this, nigga. They gave me a shot, nigga. And I was like this, what can I do? What can I do? When I did that show, I always, did you cough, nigga?
I tried to hold it in.
Hey, yo, nigga. Hey, yo. Yo, give me my mask.
Quarantine champs.
Hey, yo, son, you try to blow that shit. Yo, give me some spray or something, son. Yo, you try to catch that shit, nigga.
I tried to.
You did like this.
You went viral.
And I was talking. He's like, I can cough with this nigga talking. So you say, I was like, what the fuck is we doing, nigga?
Ashy Larry. Ashy Larry, as a project nigga, as a dude that played dice in the basement, right. I felt like I knew Ashy Larry.
Let me tell you this, bro. Uh-huh. Niggas ask me, are you ever going to get tired of people call you Ashy Larry? And I'm asking myself, why does this character resonate?
Right.
15 years, son. Mm-hmm. 15 years, son. Mm-hmm. And niggas, someone, you gonna be Ashy for your life? I was like, some niggas don't know nobody from nothing. Call me Ashy LLC, whatever. Tax break, small business loan. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking all that Trump shit, nigga. I ain't no Republican, but all that shit, I'm taking all that shit, son. Yo,
well, that's my favorite character.
Let me tell you.
I actually was at that dice game in my mind.
You know what? You were, nigga. You were. I'm asking myself for years, bro. For years. Why? I'm like, why do these niggas love this nigga so much?
How did you come up with that?
I'm going to tell you that. Can I get one story at a time, nigga? I got stories. What I'm telling you, the reason why you felt like it was you, because it was you, nigga. It was you. It was... Oh shit, nigga. I gotta come up. Okay. I'm gonna take some chances. That bitch gonna be mad at me if I lose. If I win, that bitch got a new iPhone, nigga, right?
That's our homie Sunny DBET.
Yo, Nori, and I asked myself that question. Mm-hmm. What do these niggas connect with about him? Mm-hmm. Rags to riches, nigga.
Right. Right.
He a nigga that's trying to get it. I don't want nobody to call me Ash. I never said that, but I'm like this. Why? I asked a question. I was like, why does America fuck with Ashy Larry? Because we all got an Ashy in us. We all got to want to come up, son.
Right.
We got to want to come up. We all want to be able to say, bitch, watch.
And we all...
Go ahead, you go.
And we all want to say, we rich, bitch.
We want to be rich, bitch. But you know what?
You thought you had the coronavirus early?
Yeah, I've been telling everybody that shit. You really thought you had it?
Yeah, for a fact. 1,000%. I was fucked up early January. I don't know what happened. I went home one day. I had a horrible fever, bad shivers, a cough, but nothing was coming up. I was sweating. I was tired. I think it had to be that because, I usually have a fever, or when I get sick, it's like 36 hours tops. So it was like on the second night or the third night, I was telling my wife, I think I may got to go to the hospital, man. This is some other shit. And I'm totally against going to the hospital.
Right.
Unless I absolutely need to go to the hospital. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to do I'm going to keep sweating it out, keep sleeping in sweatsuits, and just keep drinking all juice, all tea, black seed oil, oil of oregano, super lysine, andrographis, vitamin C, red ginseng. I did ginger, limes, turmeric, juiced, and lemons. Then I threw the cayenne pepper on top. So I just got on everything that I kind of knew to do before I actually, checked into the hospital. But then, you know, I knew I had it. A lot of us don't watch the news. We got to really start watching the news. Cuomo, if you remember early coronavirus, Cuomo came out and said, thousands of us have it. Then if you even pay attention to more news, thank you, bro. I love you. I'm going to hit you tomorrow. If you pay attention to more news, it's a lot of doctors that tell you 80% of us carry that virus anyway. Yeah.
Like, and you know, the kids.
And the kids, too. So
yeah.
What the...
Good.
I love you, baby. I appreciate you. Yeah, yeah.
But we all
kind of. All right, cool. So I think everybody, you know, we got to really start paying attention to the other shit too, you know? You heard? Am I here?
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you.
All right, cool.
So when you started taking all that stuff, you didn't stop taking it. You didn't start. Did you start at some point taking all the different things?
No, I always take some of the stuff, but I don't take all of the stuff.
So you ramped it up at some point.
Yeah, I super ramped it up because I thought maybe like just for me getting sick, it shocked the shit out of me. It scared the shit out of me, and I was feeling horrible. So after the 2 days, like I told you, when it got to the third day and I still felt horrible and I wasn't used to that, then I just super went in and I all the way ramped it up.
So how long before you started feeling better? Like how many days you think of doing that your own treatment?
It took me like 2 weeks to start feeling better.
Oh, it took
me
like, so it took a minute.
It took me like a week to start feeling better, but it took me like 2 weeks to feel like I was 100 though.
And you kept it all, like you kept doing that same treatment for the 2 weeks.
Yeah, I kept doing that. I kept juicing. Well, after a week, I started eating again. But the first few days.
You fasted, like fast.
I did a juice cleanse. I did a juice and pardon me, I'm fucking high. Y'all caught me off guard. I did a juice.
Now you good. The information is worth all of this.
Yeah, I did a juice. I did it like a green juice, fruit juice, veggie juice. And ginger tea cleanse. Like I didn't want no food in me like that. I wanted to make sure I was putting the things in where I know I could sweat. Like, you know what I mean? Where right. My body was flushing and a lot of water too. A lot of alkaline water. Just basically I was going to the basics. Like a lot of us, we don't know about this shit, but this is all shit our ancestors, our grandparents, great grandparents, or the places we originally come from. Or, you know, these are things that work for them people. I'm not against people going to the doctor or Western medicine, but I think a lot of us don't pay attention to what we put in our body. Oh, shit. Pardon me. Put in our body in the first place. We don't know about inflammation. We don't know what sugar does to us. We don't know what salt does to us. We don't look up the shit we eat. And so, like, right. If you
want toxins, all the food we eat is toxins. So yeah.
You got to watch the shit you eat. And, like, you got to look at it. I try to approach everything from layman's terms. Like, you know, one, I'm a lucky guy to be married to a good wife. You know what I mean? We try to keep me on point with my health. And we try to hold each other down with that. But I basically try to look at everything from layman's terms. Like, if you wash your ass, your balls, ladies, your private part, your feet, your mouth, your underarms and the whole rest of your body multiple times a day, as much as you can if possible. But how many of us worry about the inside?
Of it? Right.
Like, you know what I mean? So
the
it's
flushing
like
of the inside. Yeah.
Flushing in the inside. So when you go, yo, I clean the outside of my body a lot, but when's the last time I clean the inside of my body? I think that starts hitting you in a different light and in a different way. So I'm just firm on like the, you know, I lost a lot of weight incorporating juice in my life and plant-based things. Besides the weight, it was really like, you know, I had eczema. I had post-nasal drip. I had cyanitis. I had a horrible temper. It was a lot of things that just trying to take care of myself better made me feel better. So you start implementing it more. I think a lot of us think it's healthy shit is like geek shit or...
Right.
Like, you know, some nerd shit or you want some healthy shit. But for me, health is the biggest part of survival because mostly poor people is poor people. When you think about it on layman's terms, like I keep saying, it's poor people who don't have health insurance. It's poor people who don't go to the doctor a lot. So,
it's so poor communities being hit hardest right now with COVID-19.
So if you don't have those things, then you got to definitely say, I got to do my best to take care of myself on my own terms and to try to get the longest run I possibly could get out of my body.
Take care of your people. Let's take care of each other. Take pride in how we move. You know what I'm saying? I think that's part of it. And, you know, look, this is a tough time, man, because people were suffering before coronavirus, man.
It's only crazy.
Like, people was really suffering. People out here, you know, we get caught up in a little bit of a bubble because, you know, We have conversations about the Forbes and who's rich and who's got this and who's got that. But there's people out here hurting, man, and we can't forget them. You know what I'm saying? It's not about always about the cover of Forbes and rubbing money in people's faces. Sometimes it's about connecting with the people and making sure that they are right and making sure that your community and your culture is being uplifted. You know what I'm saying?
Now, Timbaland, a name that's been coming up so much is Missy Elliott. Woo. Now, Missy to me is Busta Rhymes of the females. She is Snoop Dogg of the females. Like, do you see Missy, anybody messing with Missy Timbaland? Can you hear me, Tim?
You know what? To me, I think everybody has the same question, but if you realize it's all about curation, Missy is a muster. And the thing about it is, like, you're not, when you battle, like, if, not going to say battle, when you celebrate with Missy, she going to give you the show. She going to give you how if she was doing a show for real. So the energy going to be high. So I feel like anybody come with Missy, you got to, her curation is going to be high energy. It's going to hit a different way.
Right.
She's going to treat it like a video.
Right.
A virtual video. And, you know, like, reminiscing, you know, and she, and like, what she kind of still do to this day, she'll play me songs. She's like, yo, you remember this song? And then she'd be like, we was ahead of our time. Like, she really get into her own. So that's going to be a fun celebration once we get it.
Okay.
Which we are
going to get. I don't know who she could battle. I just don't know. Other than Lauryn Hill, and I'm not even sure that's a good matchup.
That's why we'll be switching our heads together, especially Swiss. I got a Swiss be throwing up them curveballs that make you be like, I see that one. You know,
and why she got to go up against another female? Why can't she go up against a dude? Like, why does it have to be another female?
It can be whoever
wants
to, you know, celebrate.
Okay.
She on par to go against anybody.
Anybody.
She can do that thing. She really can.
Yeah, no, most definitely.
She could go against Michael Jackson. This shit is real. Well, Swiss, we just got off the phone. We just got off the phone with DMX, Swiss, right? You know, this is our brother. Both of our brothers. And when I asked DMX, you know, I came straight for him. I said, X, who the fuck you want to battle? And you know, dude, I want y'all to guess who you pick. I want each of y'all, Timbaland and Swiss.
And he didn't hesitate. He didn't hesitate.
He didn't hesitate. But I want to...
He definitely probably said Jay-Z.
All right, hold on, Timbaland, who you think he picked, Timbaland? Who
you think? It gotta be Jay-Z.
Yo, listen. By the way, this is terrible because I can't even trick you, brother. Like, damn.
I mean, I kind of gave it away by shaking my head.
But I like DMX versus Eminem though.
See, that's the curveball we're talking about.
That would be ill.
That's ill. Very respectful battle as well. Very respectful. They both respect each other.
And both animated in their own different styles.
I like that.
Because you know the obvious battles.
I like that.
Are not the ones that you really interested in. You want the matchups of. See how y'all just was like,
Yeah.
You had to think about that. Like, those are the bad, like, Eminem versus DMX. Like, I like that. I like that better than DMX versus Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? I just think that's, like, holding on to something that, you know, from a long time ago when we celebrate. And those two brothers, you know, they can celebrate as well. We're not excluding anyone. But I personally would go with Eminem versus DMX. I just like it.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
There has to be.
They both pit bulls. They both got that energy, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would like to ask you, the two, you know, alumni, who would you like to see DMX battle? Who can DMX battle? Who want that? I don't want to smoke with DMX. Who wants to smoke with DMX?
You know what would be a good one? I'm gonna tell you why.
Don't say
DMX versus 50 Cent, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because if you look at what DMX did in '98, DMX brought the streets back, right? Because Diddy had everybody shiny suited out,
and hip hop was going in a certain direction. DMX kind of brought that street essence back. I feel like 52 did that too when he came out in 2002. And they both kind of had like the same kind of impact coming from New York as new artists. I think DMX versus 50 Cent would be a hell of a five battle. And they both got them street records that people love. Like, that would be a good battle. DMX versus 50 Cent.
I think that would be a
good interesting for sure.
Would you?
See, but I think what DMX has brought to the game is so many records and so many crossover hits and how grimy it is. I don't think the 50 Cent is a good comparison. You need somebody more iconic. And not to say this would be an easy one, but if you were just picking 20 records, 20 features, right. I think you put the dog versus the dog. DMX.
DMX Snoop Dogg?
The dog versus the dog.
I love that.
It's not a bad one either. I'm not mad at
okay.
that.
Dog versus dog.
Great title.
You know, one of the things that I would like to clear up is when people, because I think you're the only person I didn't Google, because I said, you know what, I want to, whatever
that.
I don't know about him, I want to learn from him live,
yes.
organically.
Yes.
But one thing that you do, that does happen when you Google the FOI is, or Google sometimes even Islam, is the fact that they, like, they'll put this hate Jewish people
of
there
course.
On,
of course.
On it. So I would like for you to, like, to clear that up or speak on it or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, the first thing is we are the true original Jews, the true Hebrews. Mm. We are the original people. Let's make that very clear. Mm. This is why there's a big difference between a Jew and Jewish.
Jewish.
When you say
okay.
ish, it means a kind of or like
okay.
so-so.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, number one. Yeah. So the people who call themselves a Jews today happen to be the Khazars. These are the Ashkenazi people. These are the ones who came from the Caucasus Mountains. These are the ones who were in Poland and all over in Germany, etc. These are the ones who were going and escaping from that area down into Africa, which was allowing them to come to different countries, open it up, but they wanted to go back to the Holy Land, Palestine, and take that from the original people there, inhabit it, call themselves true Jews, kill the true Jews who were there, Palestinian people, and then say that this is our land, etc. They happen to be, and they say, we hate Jews and we attack Jews because we speak the truth about who controls the money, who controls the movie and film industry, who controls the music, who controls the media. And the majority of people that do that happen to be Jewish.
Why?
That's all. They happen to, if they were Mexican Catholic, we will say the Catholics run the movie and film industry. They run all these different things, if that were the truth. But they just happen to be, they just so happen to be. The people who established the Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve Act, those people who had a meeting off the coast of Georgia on Jekyll Island, David Rockefeller and the boys, happened to be, 1913, happened to be Jewish. So this just speaking the truth, brother, should never come with a label after that. Mm. So I'm speaking the truth, so I'm a hater of this. I'm speaking the truth about what a Mexican brother did or a black dude did, so I'm a hater of black people, Mexicans. No, you are you're sensitive, number one. And two, you don't want the world to know about what the hell you have done or what you continue to do. You own 75% of the slaves in the South. You sponsored the chains and the ships that were owned by you. You were Jewish, including, who was his name, Christopher Columbus, Cristobal Colón. He was Spanish and Jewish. They were the ones who helped to initiate this. You're dealing with the truth behind this. That's why we have a book titled The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews 1, 2, and 3. You get that at NOI.org. And that only is chronicling the words of Jewish rabbis, Jewish leaders. Mm. And those are their words talking about what they have done, their people have done to black people all over the world. So it's not us saying we hate Jews. No, it's just tell the truth about what you have done to our people, and because we've done some negative things to our own people. So let's not get it twisted. But if I speak the truth about black people, I'm not going to be called anti-black. If I speak the truth about Jewish people, I'm anti-Semitic. A Semite is a black person who speaks Ugaritic, who speaks Jeez, who speaks Ethiopic, who speaks Hebrew. Black folk. So I'm not anti myself. Knock off the lie. Like, chill out. Stop. Okay, the whole world is tired of nonsense. And they have literally cornered the whole planet. And everybody's anti-Semitic because we speak the truth. But you own everything. So how is it that I am bad when you actually you own this stuff? And if anybody says anything about what Jewish people do, all of a sudden you're blackballed. Your career is gone. You can't speak nowhere. You can't get a job nowhere. That sounds like control to me. You got control. So I'm just saying. So we don't hate Jewish people. We don't hate anybody. But we just speak the truth about what everyone does, including black people.
God damn. Make some noise for that. God damn. Yeah.
So this is the $1 million question, right?
Let's just answer every hater in the world right now.
What do you mean?
Let's just answer. We're going to answer every hater in the world, right? So the same person that is in DJ Khaled position right now, same person that is in EFN position right now, they're saying, yo, the only reason why these guys are making it happen is because they got bread.
Shit.
The furthest from the
so, truth. Did you build your career from paying people?
Nah. First of all, I used to make $100 a week.
We need to reiterate that. Okay?
You know what I'm saying? So, like,
talk to these people.
You were telling us earlier. Yeah,
like, talk to these people.
Like, I come from sleeping in the back of a Honda Civic. You know, when I left my mother and father, don't get it twisted. When I was with my mother and father, they raised me and they took care of me like every mother and father should do. Right. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not about where you live. It's called love. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's not about money. It's about love. Right. But when I decided to move out the house at 15, 16, so I ain't finished high school. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I decided to move on my life with my music career, I was broke. $100 a week. Slept in the back of my, you know, I had a Honda Civic, you know. Then I ended up getting a BMW that I never paid for like 2-3 years they were looking for to hide. You know what I'm saying?
It was a purple drum. What color? Blue. Blue, okay.
You know, getting evicted in all my apartments because my music was too loud. I couldn't afford it.
This is the DJ Khaled I need to understand about. Listen to this shit.
You know, shout to my brother Nasty. You know what I mean? When times were super hard, you know, I had nowhere to put my equipment, my records. So he let me use his garage and set up my drum machine. So anytime I wanted to go make a tape or something or touch my equipment, I would go, you know, to his garage because I didn't have a garage no more. Yeah. And then, you know, I would stay at hotels, $25 hotels. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, shit started progressing and, you know, started making $1,000 a week. You know, then finally got me a nice little apartment in Miramar. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, started making $2,000 a week.
Pick up the highs and the sounds. Still in Maryland. Like,
you know what I mean? Like,
shout out Kendall.
You know, I guess people always see your success. They never see the
struggle to get to the marathon.
I'm still grinding. Because if you think this is success, I look at it as a blessing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting started.
I'll be honest. Puff took 14 with us. We took 2 with you. My lucky number is 3.
You're not making me do it.
My lucky number is 3. You don't have to do this, Kyle. But
I'm in. I ain't gonna
lie. You don't have to do this.
Nah. Whatever you want me to do, my brother.
3. It's 3. 3 shots, and that's it.
Let's do it.
That's it. That's it.
Jesus Christ.
Jay-Z's gonna be love with us, and you can take it yourself. All right, cool. Jay-Z's.
Man, this shit. I forget. I'm forgetting. This is an interview. This shit is more like.
No, this is family gathering.
This shit is like.
It's family gathering, bro.
If you're ever gonna try what I'm drinking, listen, you're welcome.
Can I say something?
Yeah, please
say something.
So I've done interviews in my lifetime, but Nori, he is a special one.
Yes.
Because he know how to like get you right, and then he gonna get all the right shit.
Yeah.
And then he gonna come, but it's gonna come in like, and then it just. With a question, you look at him like, damn. So you're not mad at him, but you're like, damn. That was good. That was like, you know, like Jordan, he got a certain way that, you know, even the man can bounce and turn around and still, like, you know what I'm saying? This man, Nori, just came with some so much shit. And then while you're doing it, after, like, some shit, like a theory or something, you take a shot. And you're like, fuck it, you're taking a toast to some shit. You don't even know what the fuck going on. So it's like,
then you're like, yo,
then everybody cool in the background laughing and shit. Then you're like, oh, shit, this camera's on, too. So I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what we doing. This is new shit. Now it's a new shit. I'm chancing.
Nah, you know what?
Ben Jones.
Woo.
Oh.